The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Good morning, Los Angeles.
Hi, Roxy.
Hello,
we are band, the band. We're going to make it one day.
We really are.
We are going to make it amazing.
It's
I just
only
know that
time.
We can do it. I know we can do it.
Yeah, we've got this, girl.
We're going to be a two-person band.
I mean, people
and we're
going
to travel around Los Angeles and people are going to be like, oh, my God, is that Roxy and Damon? Is that Roxy Soxy?
We're going to play every hole in the wall,
every
pub.
Oh, my God. And I know we can't play instruments, but fuck it. We don't need to play instruments.
We're talented. We are the instruments.
We're talented in different ways. You know, like our voices are like voices of change.
Yes.
You know.
Everything. All of it.
It's all of it. So get ready, guys. The traveling band.
Tamin, raise your hand if you're brain dead.
We're so exhausted because both of our husbands decided to make us look after the children
all night long.
Kind of we always do anyway. But my husband woke me up. I said to him, please let me sleep because I have such a big day till 10 p.m. Tonight. And I said, please let me sleep. And so he woke me up 30 minutes after I fell asleep to look after a crying baby. And then he was like, I think she's sick. And then I went in and she went straight back to sleep. So I was like, you could have fucking done that.
Yeah.
And then what happened to you?
Oh, my God. Well, my daughter, you know, jumps in our bed at night. So she jumped to the bed and started having night terrors.
This is so scary.
It's so scary because you can't wake them up.
Right.
She's fully having like a
And is she crying and screaming?
Crying and screaming, having like a nightmare, but it's like
so
a night terror. So then my husband proceeds to get up and just go make himself at home in the guest bedroom and went right to sleep, leaving me with night terror lady.
Who figures out who's going to take the baby at what time? Do you just kind of, does the woman always get the short end of the stick? My husband's been really good with that, but just lately he's been like, I'm too tired, it's up to you.
And
but we both work.
Right, we both work, and the timing couldn't be like worse because it's like we have big days and it's always like the night before the big day.
And then it's like, that's why this podcast is going to be called The Brain Dead Podcast. And we have like, we have nothing to say, guys. This is it. Goodbye. We're done.
Gotta go back to bed.
But I was so mad, and then he like literally woke me up and then started like just being mad and aggressive and started yelling at me. So then I punched him in the arm and then now I feel like such a bad person. I've already like called my therapist. She's like, maybe you need to go on medication. There's something wrong with you. You have anger issues. And I'm like, but if someone wakes you up literally in the middle of the night and then yells at you, can you punch them in the arm?
I mean,
is that okay? I mean, again, no violence is good, but I mean, I don't know.
There's a reason why they use sleep deprivation as torture, like to get answers out of people in the military. Literally, it is torture. And so you are suffering from sleep deprivation.
I didn't even know who I was when he was yelling at me. I just started crying. And I didn't even know if I was even sad. I was just like, I can't believe you're doing this to me after I told you I wanted to sleep. And then I just like punched him in the arm. And then now I have a sore hand. And then I was like, I'm a bad person. So I don't know. Maybe it was just all very normal. Or maybe it's not.
No, it's like you're, and this is the thing. The next day you go through the spiral downwards, right? And
Like,
you cannot go through that. You can't put yourself through that. You were sleep deprived. You had, you know, you were just like, it was just bad timing all around.
And
you know?
Keep having like these mini car accidents, like not big car accidents. So like, don't worry. It's like, so I'm okay to be on the road, but like, I'll just lightly touch like a car because like my perception's off, or like I'll back up and I'll just back up a little too far and like lightly kiss the back of the front of someone else's car because I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah.
I went to yoga and I left my keys. I left the car running the entire yoga session for an hour and a half. I invited 20 people to the wrong address because I'm just like, my brain is not working.
No, but this is what happens when you're like, when you've got a newborn at home and it's like, but where does it stop? Like, where do we say, okay, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to go to
when
sleep.
When you punch someone in the arm, like literally, I yelled at a stranger the other day.
No,
She was just being like, she was like, you took my parking spot. I was like, can you fucking see? I have a child. And then I was like, oh my gosh, who am I? And I called like a parking attendant an asshole. Like, I swear my personality has changed after having no sleep.
I mean,
like, it's so terrible.
It's so terrible. And it's so, no, we need sleep. That's it. We need sleep.
I feel like women need it more than men, maybe. I don't know.
We do, but it always sort of defaults to us, I think, in like the long end of it. You know, it's like we end up being the ones, the caretakers, the ones that don't get enough sleep, you know, and it's like we sacrifice ourselves.
Right.
You know?
We do.
We do, girl. And
we sacrifice. And I haven't been able to go to the gym lately. And I feel like it's so much harder when you're tired to like lose weight. And it's so much harder the second time you haven't had two babies. Yeah. But the second time, it's really hard to lose weight for some reason after
you've had a kid. Do you feel like a difference?
Yeah.
You
I do? Feel like a huge tire that's like hanging over my jeans. And the only way it's going to go is if I cut it off. Like, seriously, I'm like, the only way is surgery. That's it. And I don't care what anyone says. Like, there's just too much skin and it's like it's stretched out, 10-pound babies. Where does that skin go? It just like hangs there.
And I don't see muffin tops on our husbands. It kind of pisses me off.
No.
He definitely did sympathy eating. Yeah.
Did he eat all the cupcakes with you?
Yeah. He was like, well, you know, we are growing a child. I'm like, we?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think when people say we? I'm always like,
it pisses me off. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like, it fucking pisses me off.
We? Yeah. What did you do? Yeah. You had an orgasm inside me. That's all. Like, so that's your contribution. That was your contribution of us having a baby.
Yeah. Yes, and don't say we again. Say her. You know,
say she's having a baby, we are having a child, I guess.
Yeah.
But not birthing a child.
No, not birthing. No. We are pregnant. Don't you love that? Oh my God. So fucking annoying.
We are pregnant.
We're pregnant. No. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Talk about yesterday, we went to a healing workshop with, they had kinesiology, they had sound baths, they had yoga, they had vegan fare, they had numerology, which was so crazy. I've never had my numbers read, and it was so spot on that I felt like she maybe had read my Wikipedia.
Literally, I know. She was saying things that nobody else could have known or she said to anyone else. Like, she was very specific in what she was saying, which was really interesting.
Right.
But you know the sound bath part of it too? I had never done a sound bath. Mm-hmm. And like, when I closed my eyes, it was like fucking with my senses almost. But it was cool though.
It's almost like it needs to get you off course for you able to go into a deeper meditation.
Yes.
But like we had to say like, sa-na-ma-ta-sa. And I was thinking the whole time, I was like, are we going to be fucking saying this for 30 minutes? Because like my anxiety is raising here. Like if I had to hear sa-na-ma-ta, I'm like, I'm not that zen. You know what I mean? Like I need to get out of here.
I know. She was like, oh, it's only 11 or 12 minutes or whatever, and I was like, oh my god,
11 minutes of sa-na-ma-ta. I'm like, I'm not that zen.
I know. I'm like, what
and then
the...
she started the whisper, and I was like, oh, thank god, thank god.
And then the silent one was the best, because then it's like, okay, now I can just go through my mental checklist of like all the shit that I need to do.
The problem is when you're so tired and you've just had a baby, you just sleep. Like every time I do a sound bath or meditation, I just fall asleep, and then I don't know if I've done anything in a positive manner.
Right. Yeah. We actually could have used that event today.
We could have. We needed to sleep.
They did
kinesiology, which was amazing. And tell me, what is kinesiology?
So kinesiology, I think what she was doing was tuning our chakras with the tuning forks, which I had never done either. And where she literally feels your body and sees where your chakras are.
Feels your body. I'm like, a little lower. It's been a while.
little touch here and there. She like, you know, went down the body and was like, okay, I feel like, because she was a Reiki specialist too. Right. So she was like, I'm feeling
and
the energy.
And she found out she's
going
to be a Reiki specialist in the pyramids. Which is like, I don't even know if I believe in any of this stuff.
Totally. And then she was like, okay, so I'm going to pull out the tuning forks. And she's like, I just know like which fork to
use. She
goes,
what did she say? She said, and we're probably offending so many people who believe in this stuff. And I kind of do too. But she was like, my fingers just find the tuning forks that are the ones meant for you. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I'm like, come on. You just like finding one that makes sense.
Yeah. She's like, I just like the pink one today.
Right.
But yeah, I know. She did the tuning forks and we both got tuned. Mm-hmm. Did you feel a difference after?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's all psychosomatic. You know what I mean? I think if you believe in anything, it's true. So, like, I thought that she was taking all the bad energy out of my C-section. So I felt like, oh, the bad energy's gone now and I feel great. And I, like, literally left the entire day feeling like a better person, which is so crazy how powerful the brain is and how psychosomatic, again, it is. But, you know, she said that thing like, you put your hand up and you say, my name is Tamin, and your hand doesn't move. Mm-hmm. And then you say, my name is Roxy, and your hand does move. But I felt like she was pushing it harder the second time, and I was like, well, that's why my hand's moving, because you're really pushing my hand down, you know? I don't know if it's because of the Reiki or anything.
Yeah, we were, like, testing it out after, remember? Yeah. We were like, okay. Yeah.
And I did it to you. I was like, my name's Roxy, and, like, it was really strong. And I was like, my name's Tam. I pushed it down so hard.
We're like, bullshit meter might be going off right now.
I don't know. That one was a little funny for me. I don't know if I believe. But the numerology one I felt was really spot on the money.
Really? Yeah. Did you really, like, resonate with it?
Yeah. I mean, she said, in my life, things are very chaotic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is based, like, my problems are because of my thoughts and communication, which is so true. For my life, and that I was going to be an entertainer, whether it was in writing or blogging or directing or producing. And like, it was just so spot on the money, you know? But maybe she just says, then I thought, see, this is my devil's advocate. Like, maybe she just says that for everyone in some way. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm an entertainer, you know? Like, sure, I would like to do that.
You know what? It's interesting. She said to me, she goes, you need to know the answers to things. Like, you have to ask questions.
See, and that's like, not, yeah.
But that.
But then if she said that to me, I would be like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And if she said that you were an entertainer, wouldn't you be like, yeah, I am. Yeah. See? So like they both would have worked for each other.
I know. Maybe she was just saying that to everyone.
Huh? I know. But she was so good that I would have thrown, like, she was like, people pay me $1,500. I was like, I would. Yeah. It's like, you just think that it's the answer to your life.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's like when you're looking for something and there's an answer.
And depending on how open you are to things is how much it works, I believe.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. She did say that I needed to forgive somebody. Like, ooh. I'm like, maybe it's my husband for leaving me fucking screaming child.
Maybe it's yourself. Oh, we got kind of deep. Oprah. We should get Oprah on this podcast.
God, Oprah, where are you? Come sit with us.
Please chat. Come. Please
come. We would
come.
Love to have you.
I went to an event last night with Rachel Zoe, and I hadn't met like her and her friends. Mm. And I literally felt like I was one of those, you know, those people like Nicole Richie and Rachel Zoe and Vanessa Lachey that like have their like posse. Yes. And I felt like I infiltrated the posse. Yeah. And I was like, felt really cool, but like, I shouldn't really be there. You know, like at some point they're going to think like the jig is up. Like, who is this girl? And like in every picture, I'm like right in the background with my head popping out like a little prairie dog. I'm like, here I am. And then Stassi Schroeder posted a picture and like, I'm in the background of it. And I'm like, I've officially made it.
You've landed.
At some point they're going to say like, who the fuck is this chick? But I felt like I'd made it.
I mean, if you're on Stassi's Insta, I mean, That's it. I mean, she's one hot commodity.
Yeah. So how's the sex life been going?
Oh my God. Well, again, my poor husband. So stressed, but then he also woke up. Remember how my daughter has been sick? Like,
he's all sick. Last week,
he woke up so sick and he has to fly to New York tomorrow for work.
Oh, no. Which means that you're probably going to get sick.
Well, I was already sick.
Was his penis sick though?
No.
Like, isn't that the best sex when you're sick? Sick sex is the best. It's the best sex.
You're
sick,
like, sex. Don't breathe on me.
Yeah. Don't breathe on me. Go from this angle.
It's like doggy only.
Yeah. Yeah. Or from the side.
Yeah, from the side.
Or from the back.
How about you with the penis? Anything happening?
We went away for 2 days. Okay. And it was crazy because we went away and we were like lovers again. And I realized how important it is to spend time with your partner away from children.
Yeah.
We went away. We were like soulmates. We were like kissing and touching.
Oh my God. You guys were like making out kissing?
Oh, making out. Like we just got married, you know, we're skipping down the street, drinking wine, thinking about creative projects. You know, we had great sex. And then we got home, and the minute we got home, we started fighting. And I was just like, that's what stress does, and the pressure of like business and career and kids. And
it's like the reality.
Then no sleep. And I said to my mom, I was like, I felt like we're so good. And then we get back to the hard reality of life. And how do you continue having what you have away to be where you are now?
This is what, remember we were talking about this. It's like when you're away, the sex is so good and like the connection is so good. But then the moment you step back into reality and like what real life is, it's everything comes floating back.
And he was like so into it. And then I came home and I was like, let's have sex again. And he's like, I'm stressed. And like, is so sad that we live in a society that does that to us. It's like, why are we, what are we fighting for? Like, we work so hard for what? We die and retire? Like, for what? For money that we don't spend?
Right.
I have friends who like work so hard and they never spend their money. And I'm like, you're going to be 70 years old. Like, that's so late to start spending your money.
Right,
you know, save, obviously, but like, enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that means you have to go out of town more and do more like.
I think he was like, let's go away this weekend. I was like, okay. Okay.
Like, I'm there.
Although I'm scared I'm going to get pregnant. You know?
But are you using protection?
Not really.
Oh, yeah, you could.
But
definitely.
We're not, like, not using protection. You
no,
know what I mean?
I need to explain something to you called the birds and the bees.
I'm using the protection I've used my whole life, which is, like, you know, just
a pullout.
Yeah. But then my second daughter was a pullout baby on my period. So explain that to me.
Maybe
everyone.
You should go back to anal.
No. It's funny because I feel like I've talked such a big game about that. I'm like, oh my God, I love anal. But, like, I really don't now because it's just too hard. You know what I mean? Like, I do love it and I used to love it. But now it's just kind of like, oh, it's just like.
It's added stuff.
Yeah. And it's stressful. And, like, is it going to be painful? And, like, I don't have time for pain. You know what I mean?
Not when you're sleep deprived.
No, when you're sleep deprived, which is even more pain.
Oh, my God.
Your pain receptors are on fire.
On fire. On fire. I mean, that means I guess we need to start drinking.
We do. I actually stopped drinking. It's made me feel better.
Wait, have you? So how long has it been?
A month, I think.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, like, it's funny because when I drink, I feel so much better, but mm-hmm. it does reduce your vitamin B levels mm-hmm. and your magnesium. So, like, when all those things go down, your calm state is just off, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you just get more aggressive. And the thing is, like, postpartum, you're already sort of edgy and aggressive. And I want to make sure that there's, like, a nice environment for my family.
Right.
Not be an asshole and not punch my husband in the arm like I just did.
Yeah. I mean, at least it wasn't the face.
It wasn't the face.
Okay.
I mean, if it was the face, then what should I have done? Probably check myself into rehab or something. My therapist is going to have a field day with this
one.
She's going to charge me an extra $100.
Just to punish you.
Yeah. She always looks so stressed, too.
She's like, actually using you for therapy.
I think she is. The other day, she said, let me finish my story. I'm like, bitch, I'm paying you $200. Like, let me finish my story.
You're like, I got to talk to you, okay?
Listen,
right?
Do you go to therapy?
No, but I need to. I want to.
You do need to. You need to go to therapy.
That will just make me more evolved, I think.
I do.
You know?
You're pretty evolved.
No, but you know what? I could always be more evolved, though. You know, I could always kind of like up the ante. I feel like I need it.
What would you talk about?
I would talk
about. Pretend I'm your therapist. Okay. What would you talk about?
I'd be like, dear therapist.
You always seem so happy that I feel like you're really fucked up.
I probably am really fucked up.
Like, there's
actually
some deep, old, deep rooted
shit
in there.
Who do I need to forgive? That's the question.
Yourself.
What did I do to myself? I've definitely done shit to myself.
Have you ever hurt yourself?
Like, in what way? I just, like, self-sabotage?
No, like eating disorders.
Yes,
or,
you know,
like,
what?
Punishing yourself.
Yes, because back in high school, even, like, I would say throughout kind of my 20s, mm-hmm. I would sort of go through this vicious cycle where it was, like, so unhealthy, like, not eating, mm-hmm. starving. You know, I thought it was, like, a benchmark to not eat all day. And then, like, have maybe a little, like, a chicken breast or something at mm-hmm. night. And, like, I'm like, I'm doing
it
so good.
It always happens so much. It's like this fertile environment for, like, it's that perfect mm-hmm. age, you know, to, like, start
age.
With the eating disorders. I kind of feel like everyone between the ages of, like, 17 and 25 have had some kind of eating disorder.
Every woman,
Mine
feel
Mine was
like.
Pretty bad. Like, really bad.
Really bad?
And I've actually never talked about it, but, yeah, it was.
What happened?
I just stopped eating.
Just, like,
I
that's
would have,
it.
Like, a half a bag of corn thins a day and six cups.
What are
cups
corn
of,
thins?
Like rice cakes.
Okay.
Yeah, but corn.
Okay.
Makes you poop better. And six cups of coffee a day and that would be it, you know? And I got down to, I would say, 89 pounds. And I hated myself and I always thought I was fat. And it was the business I was in too. I think, you know, I was a very overweight child. I was 200 and something pounds and then I lost the weight. And the minute I lost the weight, I was on a TV show. Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, so worried that, you know, the TV show represented success to mm-hmm. me. And it meant that I got the TV show because I was slim.
Right.
So I had to continue that because if I'd gotten overweight, then I would lose success. Mm-hmm. So slim to me equated
to success.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I just stopped eating, you know.
Oh,
and
God.
It was like there was a total what's the word when everyone is mom brain, when everyone, intervention.
Yes.
From the actual studio and from my parents to, like, to gain weight.
To gain weight. Mm-hmm. And did it work?
No.
Yeah.
It didn't. What changed is I met my husband. And I just didn't want to be sick anymore.
Ah.
So, and I was just like, I want to be happy. I want to feel joy. I don't want to be sick anymore. It's important for me to live a good life.
Right.
And so I just stopped and I never, ever, ever, ever had really an eating problem from 25.
Really? Mm. So it's a change that you had to want to make on your own.
And I believe that anyone can change at any time, but
right.
it has to be a really,
you
have to
be
hit rock bottom.
Right.
And they have to really want to change. And when you really want to change, that is when like huge change happens.
Right. No one can make you change. No. I mean, it has to be organic, mm-hmm. right?
And you have to hit rock bottom.
You have to hit rock bottom, right? But also, don't you think that like the images that we see out there, you know, like especially as women, like comparing ourselves to pictures and photos that don't exist, it's so much pressure. So much added pressure.
It's the noise that's out there too. And like you look at Facetune and Photoshop and it seems great when we're doing it and we make jokes about it. But it's like, what are we sending the messages to young girls and our children? Like, what are we telling them? It's like if my daughter looks at my Instagram, most of them are not touched up, but some of them are. Yeah. Like the ones that she sees that are touched up, is she going to think that she has to do that?
Right.
And she does these things, like she says to herself, like, I feel fat, you know? And like, where did she learn that language? Is it from me? From her peers? Is it from the world? Like, you know, we need to change the conversation about how we talk to young women. And it's enough is enough.
Enough is enough. You know what though? I don't think that I'm totally cured with that kind of sickness in my head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think women ever are.
Right. I don't think,
because you're not going to hurt yourself anymore. No. Meaning like you're not going to starve yourself.
Right. Yeah. But I look, like even now, I look back at pictures right before I got pregnant, especially when I was, you know, working out, like I had time to work out 2 hours a day and do things like that. And I look at those pictures and just like really want that body.
It. Yeah.
And just like get sad about it.
I know.
You know, and I'm like, God.
And the thing is, the only way, which I do not practice every day, is self-acceptance and love. And that's the only thing that can make us feel better.
Yeah.
Because what's the other choice? We're all going to get old.
Yeah.
Like I even think of that Emily Ratajkowski girl who's got such, I did not say her last name properly. She's got such an incredible body, which is great. But I hope she's focusing on other things too, because that at some point is going to go that is going to fade. And she's going to wake up one day like all of us and have wrinkles and saggy boobs and she's going to have breastfed and she's going to have Snoopy tits and, you know, like her skin's going to be stretched out and stretch marks and cellulite. And I hope that she's practicing other stuff like self-love and, you know, using her mind, which I'm sure she is, because at some point it goes.
You're right. That it's not here to stay.
Mm-mm.
It's not here to stay. But you're right. You have to have like self-acceptance and it has to start now. But it's still so fucking hard when I look at those pictures. And I thought I was fat. Like at that time,
I'm so fat. Crazy thing is you always think that you're not perfect and you need to love yourself now, because in 10 years, you're going to be so even young to yourself when you look back at this period of time.
God, how do we do it?
I know.
It's so hard.
It's the stuff that we were practicing yesterday, which is that, you know, the yoga and the meditation, stuff like that. It's really getting spiritual and getting inside and getting deep and like really, you know, becoming friends with yourself.
Right.
You know, instead of becoming enemies, like the things that we say to ourselves are so much harsher than anything I'd ever say to you.
Right. And also closing off like that whole sort of the social media and the outside world kind of like photos and like everything we're barraged with, like on a daily basis, is closing that off and knowing that is there and that is some people. And
it's their highlight reel.
Right.
No one, I promise you, no one who's, and we all know this, but we don't ever like adopt it. But it's like, we know that that's their highlight reel.
Yeah.
We know that these perfect families don't exist.
They don't exist.
You know, women who, you know, got the perfect body or face tuning.
Right.
I mean, no one has the perfect body. I mean, maybe Emily Ratajkowski, but I can't remember her last name.
Even J-Lo gets like tuned up.
Yeah. And it's all like, and then are you going to do Botox? Like, what's that telling?
That's the thing. That's the slippery slope, right? Especially when you got daughters. It's like, where does the line, where does it lay?
And as my daughter gets older, I'm like, oh shit, I actually have to have an opinion and have to be a role model. When they're young, you're kind of just like cleaning up poo and like piss and
throw up.
But like at some point you're like, oh crap, like they're looking to me to be their answer.
Right.
So what am I emulating? Like they're mirroring what I do.
Absolutely. You know what we've been trying to practice at home is I've tried to not use the word fat.
I know.
At home.
It's so hard.
It's so hard because it's such a common word and it's used so much.
And we feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, but it's like catching yourself at those moments, you know, just being like, okay, I got to reprogram and just like either drop it or like say something else or, you know, it's really hard though.
Roxy Soxy.
Oh, Tommy Tam.
Tommy Tam.
Should
we play a game?
Yeah, what kind of game do we want to play?
Okay, I don't know if I want to play a game. I want to know some things about you.
Okay.
And you have to answer.
See, is it like truth or dare?
No, you just have to tell the truth.
Two truths and a lie?
No, you just have to tell the truth. What is the craziest, who's the worst celebrity you've ever met?
Oh my God! Oh,
come on, Roxy. say, give it to me. Oh, give it Jesus. To me, God. Give oh, it to Lord. Me, God. Praise oh, the Lord. Praise the Lord. Speak to the Lord.
Let's see. Who was the worst?
You gotta say it.
Meaning, like, not the greatest interview, right?
Yeah. Or, okay. like, just the bitchiest.
The bitchiest?
Okay, you don't have to say names because I know you'll get in trouble. But, like, for example... Someone on Glee, I met someone on Glee, okay. and they were so horrible to me.
Really?
And, like, I ran into them at, like, Costco or something, and they ran over my foot.
What?
Yeah.
Like, on purpose?
Yeah, I don't know. And, she was, and I said, excuse me. And she was like, get out of my way.
What?
And she was really famous.
Wait, and had you done, like, a guest spot on the show or something? And she, like...
No, I just knew her, and I yeah. was like, oh, my gosh, I just really want everyone to know. How bad of a person you are.
okay, I got one. I got
okay,
one.
Tell me.
A big rock star, this okay. guy.
We Did were... you blow him?
Not this night. No, just kidding.
Have you ever blown a rock star?
No.
Have you ever Damn wanted it. To?
Probably.
But don't you yeah. think you would have gotten something?
I probably would have gotten something. Probably yeah. my
Would
like,
you have
young...
used a... You wouldn't have used a condom.
For a blowjob?
Yeah. Probably. Have you ever used a condom for a blowjob?
No. Have you?
No.
Oh,
I'm so surprised I haven't got a disease. Like, I don't think I use protection.
Somebody is above is watching over you.
I'm like, not even chlamydia, not even like a like easy disease yeah. to get, like chlamydia, like a little fix that shit up. Shot. You know what I mean? Like, or like a UTI. Like, yeah. I've never got anything. I should That's, have gotten something.
I mean, the stars are
been
you know,
a lot
aligned,
of
you know?
Blowjobs.
Just don't come up enough.
My husband's like, oh, this is, I don't even know if I'll keep this in, but have you used to swallow, I bet. And then you got married and you stopped because you're like, I don't have to anymore.
When we were dating, I used to all the time.
I know.
And then, like, as soon as
and
I
And then
got
you get married, you're like, nope, no
oh,
need.
Oh, no. Here's the 3-lick blowjob.
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's extra calories.
It's
you know
extra
what I mean?
Calories.
It is extra. Like, how many
it's
calories
fat.
Do you think that's in?
Yeah.
How many
it's
calories
just all
do you think
fat.
Is in there?
All
oh, yeah.
It's fat.
And then, like.
It's like drinking cooking oil.
Oh, it's just like, it's just... cookie dough. It's so gross. And I know pineapple juice, but like that doesn't really work.
That doesn't really work. Although no. it probably works for us if we eat pineapple.
Yeah, I am amazing down there.
Totally.
I've tried out the smorgasbord. Like I, like, of course, like it's amazing.
You're like, Sean, it's time for a taste test. It's just like the quantity of it. It's so much.
And it just shocks you. You know what I mean? Like it comes out of nowhere. Yeah. It's like a sticker. You're like, oh my God. And then if they don't tell you.
Oh, that pisses me off.
I used to have a guy that used to say like, oh, I would never orgasm through a blowjob. And I think, and I was so naive. So I was like, okay, let me do it. And I think he just did it. So
did,
he
so
would
you
get
do
more,
it.
So he would get
yeah.
more blowjobs.
Oh, and so, it's so warm in your throat. Oh.
The trick is just to like do it fast. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just shoot it.
Yes.
Like an oyster like, shooter.
I hate oysters. Do you like oysters?
I actually love oysters.
You do?
I love them.
That's why you would like blowjobs. Seriously, it's the same thing.
The same
oysters
thing.
Are just like fishy snot, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as
I mean,
a blowjob?
It's pretty
it's
similar. Semen, pretty, you know,
semen.
Oysters.
It's just so gross. And I just don't understand, again, why they haven't developed a pill of like just a... We should do that.
Oh, that could
we
be
We should
our
develop
next...
a ta- like okay. a nice like taste. Pill. Yeah.
Yeah, semen tasting pill.
Yeah, like and then you can choose different
flavors.
Like, flavors. Like, do you want like Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Do you want like blueberry? Do you want
bubble
like...
gum?
Or like that bacon, like chocolate bacon,
yeah.
you know, like that whole thing that's going on. Like, do you want like weird, like, I don't know, like rose water?
Yeah. Whiskey, like
or
whatever.
Like, yeah. Like... Or like pistachio, like so many different flavors. That would change the world.
I mean, some people like sweaty balls too, you
I
know?
Do. I do like sweaty balls, but I don't like sweaty, like, I don't,
semen balls?
I don't know.
No, no.
And then if you had to spit it out, it's even worse because it's like, it's like a double.
Oh, and then
it's
all
terrible.
In your mouth. And
it's
yeah.
Just, you know, I do think about the calories though. I do.
Oh, yeah, because it really is just unnecessary calories.
I'm just like, fuck, I just worked out. This could be, I don't know, this could be like 30 calories or it could be like 300.
I think
I wouldn't
like
know.
More like 300
is
or 3,000
even. And how come it's
even?
Not in the calorie book of those apps?
I know,
you know what
right?
I mean? Like, it should be.
It should be sperm.
It should be. Like, sperm. Like, how much does that, like, yeah, how much, how many calories is that?
It's got to be a good couple tablespoons,
it's
too.
It's
got to
be.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they should do a calorie count.
They should.
Right?
But we're going to develop the taste pills.
Yeah. Don't you worry, ladies and some gentlemen.
Don't
we
you
got
worry.
You.
Don't you worry.
We got you, boys
but
and
if
girls.
If anyone has, like, any idea of, like, the calorie content, I would like to know.
Please write to us immediately.
Yeah.
So
in off topic. What was it? What was the quote?
Oh,
your celebrity story. That's right.
All right. Well,
maybe we should be tired all the time.
Yes. So my celebrity story.
Tea. I shouldn't be drinking chamomile tea. I should be drinking like
caffeine.
Cocaine tea. Yeah. Do you know what used to be a tea?
Yeah, it did. That's back how, in the 1800s. Yeah. I mean, they knew what they were doing.
Exactly. I've never done cocaine, but I feel like I would really like it. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah, that's probably not a good thing. Yeah. You know?
I'd be like, this is amazing.
You're like, every day.
That's why I don't do heroin. I'm like, heroin is probably fucking the bomb. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's probably, it's like,
that's probably why.
Have you ever done morphine? Morphine's amazing.
Morphine, yeah. It's great.
I once had it in hospital. I was like, that's amazing. Can I have some more? And then I like literally threw up because I was like, this is too much this is too much heroin in my body. I will have to have a calm down.
I was sad to leave that drip though in the hospital post C-section. I really was. I was like, goodbye.
I didn't even use any drugs. I used Advil.
I cannot.
Advil C-section.
I mean, that.
My mother just freaked the shit out of me with like drugs. She's like, you know, you'll probably go blind if you take them. So my entire life I've been like, it's only Advil for me. Like my whole like leg will be chopped off and I'll be taking like Advil, the strength one, Motrin and Panadol.
Like I'm playing, rolling the dice, yeah. Going big.
I'm like, my husband's like, just take the drugs. I'm like, I don't want to be high. I feel high already.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an added layer.
You'd be a good druggie though. I'm going to be terrible.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Let's do it here.
Yeah, we should. What drugs do you want us to do here? Yeah.
Would you like us to do MDMA? Yeah. Would you like us to do... What would you like us to do, guys?
Yeah, let us know.
Weed is just not my thing, but I would like to do it again. Maybe I'll get stoned on here.
Gummies.
No, gummies are fucked up, man. You can't move on
but
gummies.
Now they're all government regulated. They're all
it
like
smooth.
It
doesn't matter. It still comes over you.
Creeper.
Yeah, like does not weed come over you like a big old like... It just like comes over your head and you're like stoned. Like alcohol is like, oh, I'm a little tipsier. And then you can drink water and eat and it goes away. When you're stoned, you're fucking stoned. Like that's it. Like there's no like, I tried to eat a lot and I was like, it's still here. I've done it twice and I just cleaned and ate.
Oh, good. You can come over to my house.
Yeah. But I was like, now I'm fat, but my house is clean. I was like, I don't get people who do this. I seriously don't.
Okay. A good call.
Celebrity story.
Oh, God. Okay. So I was on the red carpet. There was a foreign outlet next to me. And the lady, you know, she had kind of an accent, like didn't really, she was, you know, kind of just trying to feel her way through the interviews in this big rock star.
What was
star.
The accent?
Oh, God.
You're so good with accents.
She was like Polish. How do you do a Polish accent?
God.
Give it to me, Polish.
I only know Irish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3. Potatoes.
I'll get a bag of potatoes. But I love Ireland.
I know. Ireland
I kind of want to
so
have
beautiful.
An Irish accent.
Ugh. That's where my daughter...
Would you put it in my vagina? would you put it in my butthole?
With a potato?
Yeah. I would like you to put it in my butthole.
With a potato?
Please.
Little shepherd's pie.
I feel like it would just be better. I feel like it would be better to have an accent. Yeah. To don't like have sex with an accent. Like,
I mean, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Please put it in my vagina and my butthole. With a little bit of potato and some beers.
You can call it a shepherd's pie.
What is that accent? What was that? That's your dad.
You can't say your dad because
your dad is never ever gonna forgive you if you're using his voice in your sex stories.
That was literally
use your dad.
That was literally like as if an Irish person and a Pakistani had a love child like accent.
Yes, which is you,
which
pretty
is
much.
Me.
Like right,
which
Pakistani.
Much is
yeah,
me.
Which is you.
There it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll put it in my potato.
With a little head bob.
You're crazy.
Okay, so celebrity story.
Okay.
So.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, never. We're never going to get there. So she, poor thing, is like trying to fucking like deal. Because she like clearly was thrown on the red carpet. Has no fucking idea
the
what
Polish
she's doing.
Woman.
The Polish slash Irish
not the
slash
Irish,
Pakistani
right, okay.
slash. I don't know.
Whatever. The confused accent woman.
So this guy, the rock star, comes down the thing and she asked him a very like easy opening question that a lot of reporters ask. It's like, tell me
what. Put it in my vagina. I just had to come
in my vagina with a shepherd pie.
And he was like, what?
she goes, well, you know, why, what brings you out tonight to sell, you know, to support this event? And he fucking went off on her. He's like, do you know who I am? You know, and did you not read the fucking tip
sheet? Do you know who I am?
Literally
like
cursing,
such an American.
Totally, literally cursing her out. Like, fuck you. Like, you didn't read the tip sheet. You should know why I'm here. You know, I'm
it's
one
like
of the hosts. Like, this.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my God,
they
literally.
Have such a huge sense of self. Like, huge especially sense of celebrities.
Celebrities.
Yeah.
And literally, it was like a split personality because he finished with her and then he came to me and was like, hi.
You look cute. Yeah, oh my God. The poor Irish, Polish,
I know,
Pakistani woman.
She just like didn't even know what she was getting into.
She's like, I'm not even from here. Yeah. I don't even have my visa.
She turned like ghost white. And she literally was about to cry. I'm like,
it's so horrible.
I know.
That's why I try to be nice to everyone because I'm such a big star. No, but like everyone that ever comes up to me, I'm always like, you know, very nice to them.
Cordial, nice. They want you to sign their tit. You do it.
I do it.
You know,
their penis, balls, whatever. Well,
Whichever.
I wouldn't do a flaccid penis, but I would do like a.
It would be hard to do a flaccid penis.
Yeah, it would be hard to get the Sharpie to like work.
To work, because you know it's like too.
And then if it like went in and out, I'd be like, oh my God, like my signature just keeps getting bigger and smaller. And I'd be like, I'd prefer my signature to be bigger. So
that's when you signed it across the ass.
I know.
There you go.
I know. That's when you know when you made it.
Yes.
When you're signing across the ass.
Yes. When you're signing like private parts.
Yes. Okay, one last question.
Okay.
If you went to jail,
okay,
would you sleep with the woman in there?
For
like,
how
would
long?
You get,
how long would I be in jail for?
You're in jail, like what did you do? So you were smoking marijuana in like Pakistan.
Oh God.
So like you have to go to jail, which probably means that you would
in
be beheaded. So you have to go to jail for like a year.
A year. No, I would remain celibate.
For a whole year?
Yes.
You would not go down on a girl?
No.
Why?
Oh, jail girl?
Yeah. But you guys would like shower together.
No, and I would definitely not drop the soap.
I would just drop the soap today with you. Like in the bathroom at Dear Media. Like I would do that. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I haven't had sex in like 8 days. So like someone has to see my butthole in the air. You know what I mean? It makes me feel better about myself. And because you'd be like, oh, that's cute. Like it's a cute butthole.
That's a cute butthole.
I do have a nice butthole.
Wait, so what would you do in jail? Would you do it? Would you go down?
I would do everything, I think.
Yeah, you would be like,
even that I'm that into women, but like I would need to have some kind of connection with someone to ground me. Because I'd be like, I'm fucking here and I can't get out. And I'd be very stressed about it. So I need someone to like put like a strap on inside me.
Oh my God. Do you think they have like strap ons?
I don't know.
Toys?
They probably
make them,
like,
right?
They make them. Yeah, they make them. And they probably like get them from like people who come in.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably,
like contraband.
Yeah, contraband. I love that word, contraband.
Don't you?
I love it.
It's
I feel
so,
like I just want to have contraband on me all the time.
You're like, give me more contraband.
I feel so bad. I'm like, contraband is amazing. But no, I totally would use a strap on, wouldn't you?
I mean, you.
Come on.
I think I could go through. I could do a year without sex. I think I could do it.
What is Roxy? Then something's. Oh my God. I Googled because my orgasms are not as strong after having
a
baby. So I Googled.
Is it a thing?
I Googled, can you cut the orgasm vein through C-section? And no one had ever heard of it.
Okay.
But I feel like if it was going to happen, it would happen with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's anything's going to happen, I'm going to be the first one.
Of course. And you went down that rabbit hole, didn't you? You were like, I know this
so
is
So now I just masturbate all the time.
So they're just, like, weaker as far
so,
as, like,
yeah,
the intensity?
So, like, I can get to the orgasm. Okay. But when I actually orgasm, it's kind of, like, just, like, a letdown.
But, you know, you're also, like, less than 6 months out still. So, like,
it's just
that
like
shit
a,
is
It's
still...
kind of just, like, a woo. It's not, like, a whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you
and then I, like, get flustered after and I, like my husband. Now I'm just kind of like, oh, that was shitty.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his fault. He's still the same size, you know?
He didn't like shrink.
He didn't change. But like my orgasms are kind of just a little like dull.
Maybe it's I think it's still like all kind of like jacked up down there because it's still you're still.
Well, my vagina's great because it's like I had a C-section.
But I feel like the hormones like.
Do you say you don't think they cut my like orgasm?
I don't think so because God forbid that would be like. Punishment.
I would probably kill myself. If I couldn't orgasm, I'd be done. I'd be like, there's no meaning to life. I know I have two beautiful children and like, you know, a career and you in my life, but I'd be like, no, I need to die because I can't, you know, orgasm. So
you're like, that's it. You're like, it's the equivalent of castration. Okay.
Might as well just jail me. It'd be terrible. That would be the worst thing to happen. Like, I would rather lose a leg
than lose your clitoris.
Yes. I would rather. My right leg is not even my fave. You know what I mean? So, like, I'd be cool.
Take it.
Yeah, just take the right one.
It's gone. It's done.
Okay, Roxy Soxy.
Oh my gosh. Has
well,
it
I love
really
you.
Been?
It's I been it. I think we just talked for like almost an hour.
This was like our brain
We're
dead.
Like, we have nothing to say. And then we just did.
We just did. We just made it happen, ladies just and gents. Did.
You're my BFF.
I love you.
And I love you.
I love you.
Thanks, guys, for listening again. And not switching off. We love you. Bye.